This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Coming up this weekend, hopefully the weather won't cause too many problems, and it'll be a nice time for you to get in the Christmas spirit, although I guess snow kind of gets you in the Christmas spirit. But nonetheless, Choral Dynamics Christmas show is called Christmas Jamboree, and that's coming up this weekend at the Orpheum Theater. So we're going to talk about that with two of the co-producers, Candy Dawson and Chris Whitsitt, who are here in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chris. Or thanks, you're not Chris. You're Will. Thank you, Will.
That's all right. That's okay. If that's the worst thing that happens today, we're doing fine. That's for sure. So, talk a little bit in general first about Choral Dynamics. I know it's been a while since we've had you on our programs to talk about the organization. It sounds like things are going well if you're about ready for a Christmas show here.
Well, they are going well, and Choral Dynamics raises funds for other not-for-profit organizations within our area. We do two shows a year, one at Christmas time, the first weekend in December, and one in the summer, the first weekend in June.
That's wonderful. How long has Choral Dynamics been around now?
Well, Chris,
since
you know more than I do.
Since 1976, they began being an organization.
That's fantastic. Talk, Chris, about some of the help that Choral Dynamics has been able to give over the years. I imagine it's probably added up to quite a bit in the last, 40-some years, right?
We've given lots of money to really worthy organizations that take that money and put it back into our community and help people. So we have fun by doing a show and then give our money away and let someone else do good with that money.
And Candy, I know that I imagine that a number of different organizations have been helped over the years by the various shows.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This show, the beneficiary will be the Altruista Club.
Okay.
And in the past, there have been the Rotary has been a beneficiary. We've
Lions
had
Club,
lots of them. Mm-hmm.
The diapers, we did that a few shows ago.
That's great.
Just any you have to be a 501c3 organization. So any non-for-profit organization can apply to be a beneficiary for either one of our two shows per year. And you just need to watch. We send out mailings to those organizations. Mm-hmm. We also put an advertisement on the radio and in the newspaper for people to apply. They'll be applying having applications shortly for the summer show. So we've already, you know, we're going to get through the winter show, and starting on Sunday night, we will start focusing on the summer show.
Which hopefully should be about the time the snow is melting, so how apropos, right?
That's right.
That's perfect. I like that. How long have both of you been involved with Choral Dynamics, and what led you to get involved? Candy, I'll start with you.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I've probably been involved with Choral Dynamics for about the last 15 or 20 years or so, as far as participating as a performer with them. And I had been involved with them prior to that, just as an audience member. So that's about it for me. Chris has been with it for longer than I have.
My first show was December of 1986.
Wow.
And I've been in every show since then except two.
How do you keep doing it? That is a lot of shows.
I just love it. I tell everyone it's like a disease. You're in a show. And then you just have to go back to do the next one and the next one and the next one. And there's just so many great people in the organization, and it's just so much fun.
Is that kind of how you feel too, Candy?
Yes. I love to sing, and so this is a great organization to get to sing with. We do memorize our music. It's good for our brains. So I'm hoping that will stave off some of my dementia that's probably popping up here and there. But they say music's good for that, so hopefully that will help. But it's just it's a family. It's not just an organization. Once you join Choral Dynamics and once you are in a couple of shows, you realize that that is your extended family.
I work around music all day somehow, and I don't know that it's completely staving off my issues. But that hopefully I'll get it all down and written into a book before I completely go crazy.
There you go.
Sure. But let's talk about Christmas Jamboree then. I know from our listing on our community events calendar at WGIL.com that this was kind of a blend of old and new Christmas songs, but maybe with a bit of a country theme this year. Is that right?
That's correct. We're doing some songs that have been done by country artists in the past. There's some Taylor Swift music in there. There's some Lady Antebellum music in there. There's a little Blue Christmas in there, not necessarily the Elvis rendition, but you're gonna hear some Blue Christmas.
We hear the Elvis version a lot already. So
oh yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, so this will be a little different. But then there's some new country music that was written, or Christmas music that was written with a country flair.
Yeah,
and so that's kind of what we're going for with this show, is just to have an upbeat, something a little bit different. It's not, you're still gonna hear some of your favorites of Joy to the World and Oh Holy Night and those types of things. They might have a little bit of different rhythm to them.
That's okay.
More of a little country rhythm to them than your classic rhythm, but that's what makes it fun.
Why this theme?
Well, we always do a Christmas show in December.
Right.
And so after 40 years of doing a Christmas show in December, you kind of have to come up with a fresh approach. And Choral Dynamics hasn't done any type of a country show for several years. So we were kind of sitting around one night at a local pub, and we thought, you know, it might be fun to do something with a little country Christmas flair to it. So that's kind of how that started.
It's where the best ideas come up, right?
Is sometimes.
It sitting around a local pub?
Sure.
The show started out on a napkin. So.
It did.
And some of the best ideas also start out on napkins. So there you go. So you mentioned some of the different types of country music that will be performed, but is it mostly traditional Christmas songs?
No, not really. We've got it's a combination. There's like, everybody's heard of Rudolph, but do you really know about Leroy the Redneck Reindeer? Yeah, come to the show. You're going to get to see Leroy.
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer never comes up enough on WGIL, but that's
well,
another discussion.
You know, you got to talk to
day.
Joe Diffie about that. That's one of his songs. So.
That's right. You probably hear it on FM 95 at some point.
Sure.
Here, but
you know,
there
and
you go.
There's some other Christmas songs that you'll be hearing on the radio. Last Christmas, All I Want for Christmas Is You. You know, those are all Christmas songs that are pop Christmas songs. In this show, they're Christmas songs with a little bit of country to them.
I like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So talk about the when and the where and tickets and that sort of thing.
Oh, sure. Well, you can get your tickets at the Orpheum Theater, of course, and you can go online and purchase them, or you can actually go down to the theater and purchase them. And they are $15 for adults. Children 12 and under are free, and $7.50 for children 13 up to who do not have a student ID. And then you would pay the adult price. And the show is Friday, November 30th, Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday, December 2nd. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday is at 2 p.m.
Very good. And you said, again, all the money goes to the Altruista Club this
yes.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea what they indicate they might be using it for?
You know, I'm not sure what they're using it for this time. We should have brought our president with us, she would be able to tell you right off the top of her head.
That's all right, but I know they do a lot of good in the community.
They
and it
do.
Sounds like that'll continue.
Yes, yes.
All right, so again, the easiest thing to do is call the Orpheum or go to their website to get tickets.
Correct.
But I imagine if folks want more information, they can call somebody with Choral Dynamics too, correct?
They could do that, or they can call the Orpheum. The Orpheum has all of our information also.
All right, and you can also find more information on our community events page on WGIL.com. So anything else we should know about Christmas Jamboree this weekend?
Just you need to come out and have a good time. Wear your jeans and a flannel shirt and relax.
And
it'll be fun.
And a Santa cap.
And a Santa cap, sure. or a John Deere hat, you know.
Hey, why not?
You know, Leroy might be there with his. It's hard to tell.
There you go. Exactly.
It's a good way to get your mind off the snow in your backyard.
I think so. I'm already driven crazy by the snow in my backyard, but there you go. All right. Chris Whitson and Candy Dawson, two of the three co-producers. I would have to give a shout out to Jeff Johnson since I know he listens. He's the other co-producer. We were giving him a hard time off the air. So
that's right.
Fortunately for him, none of that made it to the tape here. So they are the co-producers of Christmas Jam. The Choral Dynamics is putting on again this weekend at the Orpheum. Thanks so much for coming in, and best wishes with the show, and happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thanks so much. Stay tuned. We have sports and business news and much more as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.